Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3, live here on WFMU. And the Venus 3, of course, are Scott McCoy, Peter Buck, and Bill Rieflin, which are two-thirds of the minus five, correct?
Or three-quarters, or three-fifths, or it just depends on how many people are there. Usually it's three-quarters.
Ah. Yeah. Well, Scott, you were just at FMU last year, I guess, with Joe Bielak?
Yeah, in March, late March, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I've been there many times with Joe Bielak.
I know.
I can't keep track.
I know. I think I took a picture of you one time when you were out there. Yeah. And Peter, you I actually met and did my very first radio interview with years ago at Maxwell's with Mike Mills. We were down in the basement somewhere, and it was probably the most awful interview I ever did. But
thank you.
No, I mean from my end. But
yeah, you know what? I've been in the basement of Maxwell so many times, nothing good ever happens there. So don't.
Oh, yourself. Not true. Well, lots of good things happen at Maxwell's. And unfortunately, this is airing after you've done a bunch of shows there. But hopefully the crowd was a great sellout. And
well, hopefully we'll have been down in the basement then.
That's
sadly
right.
Not with Mike Mills, who's a man
no.
I always like to be in a basement with. If I can't get in an attic with him.
Now, I was wondering about some of the tunes on this new album, which is Olé Tarantula. Robin, last time you were in the area, I heard you doing like an acoustic version of this. It's very nice to hear the full band filling it out.
Oh, and yeah. It feels much more at home, really, with all of us on it. It seems like a distant one time when those songs were beginning to stalk the earth without everybody on them. But I think there's only two or three. Most of them have only existed with all of us on. I mean, you know, for public ears anyway.
And how did you decide that you wanted to work with these guys on the new album?
There was absolutely no decision made at all.
We made him. We just sort of
it just sort of happened.
Came over and didn't leave.
Ah. So done some in Seattle and some elsewhere. And
the music was all done in Seattle, and then it was tidied up in an attic in Cardiff in South Wales.
Nice.
And a few British guests were dropped on, like Maurice Windsor and Kimberly Rue and Colin Izod. But
a few ex-soft
most of it
boys.
Was done in, Kim and Maurice were both in the Soft Boys. And but also Chris Ballou and Sean Nelson were there actually within seconds of the backing tracks coming out of the oven in Seattle. They swooped on the studio and began
lurking.
They were lurking. And they sort of started constructing these interlocking harmonies one after the other. They'd sort of wait till the other guy had gone out of the booth and then go and stroke their chin and go, how about this? It's like a sort of chess game, you know.
Well, I have to say, it's really a joy to hear a full band album from you all, and I'm just really enjoying what you're doing here in the studio. I was wondering if I could persuade you to do another song.
Bizarrely, as you've supplied us with a complete set of amplifiers, it would be churlish to say no.
All right.
Should we do AR Ship now we're all here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
One second.
Oh, hang on. Peter has to swap to a six string.
Ah.
This will probably be quite
beautiful.
A bit more forceful and a little louder, just to warn you.
All right.
As it's going to tape.
Good and jangly, though.
It should be, oh God, yes, you're right, we'll be louder.
Uh-oh. Okay. We'll hold our ears if we need to.
Yeah. Scott, is your voice in there still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, hang on, I'm a lot louder than you.
No, it's fine.
Peter and I are the same.
I will fix
okay.
that.
Okay. Take it down. All right.
Okay.
Bill, haul us in as ever, please.